And I figure this is the right one for me.
That's the best way. Do you, did you or any of your friends that you knew at around this time marry non-Jews?
No.
All right. Okay.
You got much more?
Not too much more.
All right.
When you, after you were married, who made the important decisions in your home? You or your wife or together?
Both.
Uh-huh. Was this different than it was in Europe?
About the same.
About the same. Uh-huh.
The guy who was bashful was different.
Uh-huh. But in
you, I wasn't bashful.
You weren't bashful.
I was careful.
With your mother and father, your mother and father together, or just your father made the decision in Europe?
Then, in my
Europe.
Both, my mother and father. Mother was very smart woman.
Mm-hmm. What schooling? Did you go to school at all in this country, or you didn't?
I went from Franklin.
Franklin School.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that where you studied English?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And were there others other than Jewish people in this class?
Yes, it was mixed.
Uh-huh.
Night school.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You went at night. How long did you go?
Must be about a year, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the Yiddish theater or any other theater?
Oh, yeah, I used to go there. Yeah.
You liked that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did you use the libraries at all?
Yeah, I used to go to the Forbes Street, what is the name? The
Carnegie?
Carnegie Level.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the particular newspapers that you read at this time?
Well, I read the Jewish, you know, the Forward.
The Forward, uh-huh, uh-huh. You read the Jewish, the Yiddish dailies, uh-huh. And this part I know you know a lot about. What were the first organization that you belonged to?
The Zionist organization.
Uh-huh.
And then I belonged to the, what do you call that? You know, you forget these things.
Mm-hmm. Take your time.
44, the Tallinn? What was the first organization I used to belong? The Lodge 44, B'nai B'rit.
B'nai B'rit.
Yeah, B'nai B'rit.
Organization.
I don't mind myself.
You were a member of the B'nai B'rit when we got married.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
And the Zionist organization.
Yeah.
Those were the first two organizations that he belonged to. Uh-huh. And you were active in these? You were always interested in these?
No, he wasn't active.
No, I was active.
Not then, you were.
In the Zionist, yes, okay. I was active. I bought a lot of people.
Yeah.
I know, but I did.
Uh-huh.
I've worked for organizations all the time. B'nai B'rit, I used to bring the members in. I used to work off a lot.
Did you belong to some organizations that were set up to give charity? In other words, did they give you boxes to save money and things like that?
They used to give boxes to the house, the Jewish National Fund.
Uh-huh.
Then I started to work for them, too.
Uh-huh. And
well, the women were the ones that usually distributed
boxes.
Yeah.
Boxes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So did you contribute at the beginning from the little bit of money that you made, you contributed?
All the time.
All the time, uh-huh. Where did you go before you were married, say, to have a good time? Or did you, you must have taken off now and then from work.
Well, we went for walks, we go around and
in
the streets, in the coffee club, in places like this.
That was where? The coffee club at the Y?
No, it was in Fifth Avenue.
Oh, on Fifth Avenue.
Right.
Uh-huh. Basketball game.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you go with your wife? The two of you, you went
that
as a couple?
I wasn't married.
Oh, beforehand you went with the...
different girls.
Other girls.
Groups, girls.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Picnics those days?
Yeah.
Picnics and things
picnics
like,
and stuff like this, sure.
Did you, like at picnics, did you play any games? Did you participate in any sports?
Played with the girls.
Yeah. But how about baseball, something like that?
No, I never.
Although the other's more interesting. What kind of a Jewish education did your children get?
Well, they got the regular Jewish education, you know. They
family went to that.
That's right.
Hebrew school. If you're going to talk.
They finished.
Stanley.
Stanley was Bar Mitzvah. See, after Bar Mitzvah, he went a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And so the rest of the kids was the same way.
Sunday school. And, but the girls
didn't
go to Hader.
Did they go to
Hader?
They
did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you believed in education. Your children, where did
always.
They go to regular school?
They go to regular school.
Public school.
And
to college.
That's right.
Well, and the family graduated from Kent, the girls
yeah.
had about 2 years.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then to college.
What was the biggest difference that you can tell between the way you raised your children and the way children were raised in Europe?
Well, it was raised in a different way. You know, over there was very poor. You couldn't afford nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go in no place. It was different entirely.
Were you stricter, or were they stricter in Europe?
No. It wasn't. If you don't have the money, you can't go no place. You can't.
So there was nothing to be strict about.
That's right.
Do you remember or think that you had any difficulties raising your children because you were an immigrant? Because you, no, none at all. All right.
Yeah. And 10 till 10 after 12 is always enough time for me.
Where are you going for lunch?
I don't know where he's taking him.
I'm taking him to Weinstein. Maybe I'll go with you. Pick up Eddie in the store. Call up Eddie. As soon as we're through. We'll
we don't have
Eddie.
Very much more.
I went to the court and I find out, made up my papers and everything else, and
mm-hmm.
I passed.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you went to Franklin School to learn the questions, the English?
That's right.
Uh-huh. How soon after you came to this country did you get your citizenship?
I don't remember exactly the date. It must have been maybe 6-8 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Can't give exactly the date.
That's all right. When did you first vote?
I first vote, and they moved into Spalio. Over there, I didn't vote at all.
You didn't vote after you were married?
After I'm married, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 1922.
Right.
Uh-huh. To what party did you belong, or did you think you belonged to a party?
No, I didn't belong to any party.
You belonged to the Democrats.
Well, you mean to the party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
for any Democrats. Particular reason did you choose the Democrats, do you remember?
It was no reason. It was between the Republicans and the Yara, and the Yara was the more poor class, and I went better with the poorer class.
You thought you belonged with the Democrats. What prominent Americans that were in the news stand out in your mind from when you came to this country? Did you sort of look up to or look down on?
You mean the rabbis and the others?
Rabbis or presidents or generals or
something? It wasn't a Jewish president at that time. It wasn't a Jewish.
No.
Not many, a few Jewish generals.
Uh-huh. Well, anybody in your mind that stands out as sort of a hero to you?
No, not particular.
No.
I don't remember.
I remember who was president in 1922.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Wilson was the president at that time.
Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a few others, I don't remember.
Nobody was a particular hero.
No.
All right.
The hero is always the one who's winning the war.
Whoever won the war. Uh-huh. That's right. When did you first, your first contact or see a colored person?
Well, I saw them when I came to the country. I saw
mm-hmm.
a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised? I mean, had you heard about them in Europe? Was it?
No, it was not a surprise. You know, they talked the same as anybody else. They got acquainted. They come into the store to buy. I used to wait on them and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I treated them the same as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had trouble with anybody. I kind of that. To me, it was everybody Ike and Mike alike.
Did any colored people work for you at the beginning?
Sometimes used to work, yeah.
At the beginning, when
yeah.
you first started
right.
out, too. Uh-huh. And did you know any colored person well, other than somebody that you employed?
I knew him by coming in the store.
Store. You
yeah.
had a personal relationship
right.
that way. Mm-hmm.
Always treat him nice, the same as the white.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
I treat everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews, the color, everybody liked it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And who were the first people outside when you lived with your cousin?
Yes.
And the first people that you became friendly with? The people in school, in Franklin School?
Well,
or?
People in Franklin School, people in the neighbors
mm-hmm.
where we live, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Business people in the avenue. You know.
And did any of these first friends become
yeah.
lasting friends? I mean,
the most of them, yes.
Mm-hmm. They become friends, people that you're still friendly with now.
You know, even the people that was in the grocery business and the others, friends with them all the time.
And this one man that you went lived in the boarding house with is still your partner, right?
Yes.
And that's all those years.
Yeah. Been partners for 50 years.
Even more. During your first 5 years in this country, did you maintain a contact with Europe, letters? And
sure.
All the time.
I even sent them some money, too.
You sent them money.
Yeah.
You brought some of them here.
Oh, yeah. The Fogels was three people.
Two brothers and a sister and a brother-in-law and a child.
Yeah, that's right.
Was this family?
Family.
They were family.
Sure.
And
then I brought over from Belgium, I brought over some people during the war.
Family of four.
When these people came, when you were first here, these families that you would bring over, then did you meet them in New York, or did you give them money to come to Pittsburgh, or did they come to Pittsburgh?
I believe I went to New York to meet them, then my brother and sister, and you know what I mean. And then we went straight to Pittsburgh. I went to Osborne. The Coffin Settlement is in Center Avenue, and the back there was ours, and I went in one because it was the most Jewish neighborhood. See, at that time they couldn't speak. And they got along, and then kept moving to what is the name of the street? What the name of the street that I used to live? Stanton Avenue.
Stanton Avenue.
Keep them moving around, put them in business, and this, you know. So watch the, I was over them to make a living.
In other words, you didn't, after you brought them here, they were still, you considered them, that you helped them, and they were your responsibility. And you feel
all
that...
All advisors, everything else, whatever they did, you know, put my head, you know.
And who did this for you when you came here? Anybody?
Myself.
And just one other question, Mr. Morvitz. You, your feelings about this country, you weren't, you, it was everything that you expected it to be.
Better.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're
sweet. Thank you for giving me your time. We appreciate it.
We went at night through a forest, and were led by Russian soldiers past the line onto another country. And then when we got to the depot in, I don't remember what city, some slicker tried to robbed my mother from her tickets and money.
Do you remember where you left from? Did you leave from Hamburg? From Germany? From a German port?
No.
You don't remember from where?
We left from, I think we left from Rotterdam.
From Holland. Got all the way to Holland. Well, you must have taken trains and things like that then.
Oh, we took trains. I don't know where we came from.
My My daddy, I know, says they sailed from Hamburg. That's why I said from Hamburg.
I couldn't tell
well,
you.
Well, it's not important. Now tell me this. Did you, when you came here, your father was already in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Was there any particular reason that he came to
Pittsburgh,
yeah.
He had the address of some people who had landed in Pittsburgh and lived in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, he wanted to be among...
These were people who had were from the same town?
Who were from the same town.
I see, uh-huh. And so did they help him when he came here at all?
No, they didn't help him. They told him to go and look for a job.
And so, did he particularly go to Braddock because they were there?
No, he landed at a Cooper shop up on Bedford Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making beer barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And they hated him so much, clannishly.
Yeah.
That they made life miserable for him.
Mm-hmm.
So one fellow there suggested he go to the Westinghouse. So he went to East Pittsburgh and was successful in getting a job at the Westinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the very few Jews at that time who ever worked in the Westinghouse. I think he earned a dollar and a half a day and worked 5.5 days. And by pleading, he got the other half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved to East Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. And this was before you were here?
Before mm-hmm. we were here.
Mm-hmm.
Then he saved up a little money, and with what we got for the house
in Europe,
we were able to
mm-hmm.
we were able to come to America.
And he saved money and sent for you.
Castle Garden.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. Now, were you part of a group when you came on the boat? Or do you just remember, was it a big group of immigrants, or was it just you?
We were spirits of the whole group. I don't know.
But no group that you knew of. It was just the three of you with a large group. Uh-huh, I see.
My mother was very kosher. She wouldn't eat anything
mm-hmm.
they gave her, so they ate herring and potatoes.
That they had brought with them.
They got on the boat. The boat was very... lenient with their food. There was ample food.
Uh-huh. Lots of food. And did you meet anybody, or did anybody meet you when you got off at Ellis Island?
Yeah, when we got off, we had the East Pittsburgh address.
Mm-hmm.
And we got off at a corner.
No, but I'm talking about in New York. Did any organization or did anybody meet? You knew nobody when you got in? As a little boy, do you remember that any organization, any Hadassah women, any women there who talked Yiddish?
I don't think there was any in existence at that time.
You don't think so, no. You can't remember anybody.
No, that's the story of 60 years ago.
Yeah, well, they claim that, you know, that there were some there at the time, but you don't remember any experience like that.
I don't remember
like
any.
That. Yeah, uh-huh. And do you remember, did your mother bring any particular papers or objects that were particularly...
Works of art.
Not works of art, don't kid me.
Didn't have any.
Now, anything that was precious to her, do you remember that she brought with her? No. Tell me, Grandpa, is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Name?
Is your name the same as it was in Europe? Uh-huh, exactly. Wasn't changed.
The only change was from Israel to Saul.
Oh, from Israel to Saul. The first name was changed that. All right. Okay, well, that was Americanized. As you remember, you personally, what first impressed you when you came to Pittsburgh, in East Pittsburgh, when you were on that corner that you said you had the address?
We had the address, and my father was looking for us all over the town.
Mm-hmm.
We missed each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Braddock address.
Mm-hmm.
So the police couldn't find anybody, so they decided to put us on a streetcar, and we got off in Braddock.
Mm-hmm.
And we landed at Shermer's on 11th Street, Braddock. Comes to mind now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my father met us.
What was Shermer's? A drugstore?
No, he was a wealthy man in Braddock.
Oh, uh-huh. And you happened to fall into their house, and that's where he found you.
Yeah.
I see. Uh-huh. Now, as a young man and a little boy growing up, what was your first impression of this country as different from Europe?
Glamour, glory, grace.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Don't remember what you thought, huh? Yeah.
I know when I was... I went to school... And I was initiated a Sile, S-I-A-L.
What's that?
Sile Wiseman.
Oh, Sile. They didn't.
And then they transferred me to Saul Wiseman.
They finally got your name straight, huh?
And then Father quit the Westinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in the barrel business for himself.
Grandpa, so you started the school, do you remember in what grade?
Second grade, I think.
Started second grade, huh?
I had one awful lot of penalties. I used to laugh and talk a lot, so the teacher made me... penalty of writing 100 words, 200 words.
Mm-hmm.
So I got smart and took a carbon paper, and instead of writing 50 words, I had 100, so she said, make 200.
She was as smart as you were, huh? How did you learn to speak English?
It's very, it came natural.
You learned because you started in school, I guess, that early.
I didn't have any special teacher.
You just started in school and you didn't know and then you knew.
I'll never forget, I had my first teacher, Mrs. Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
This was in East Pittsburgh or in...
No, in Braddock. I always went to Braddock School.
You went to Braddock School.
And used to give me lessons, and I used to tell her, I can't answer.
Mm-hmm.
She said, don't say can't, say cannot.
There you are. She was very, very particular.
That's true.
Grandpa was there. Anything about the life in this country when you were little that disappointed you?
Nothing could be disappointing. It was a vast improvement over Europe.
Uh-huh. And was there anything during these first 5 years when you were here and you started in school that you felt you were unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No. We had our fights in the alley. We played football. If I could get Mickey's face down the ground, I'd rub his face in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If he got my face down, he'd rub my face in the ground. But nothing attacked the liver.
Nothing group.
It's all schoolish play.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was 14, 13, I started working on a horse and wagon.
Okay, I want to get that part, but wait a minute, I have another question to ask you first. Wait a minute. Now, the first town then that you lived in was in East Pittsburgh, correct? Or in Braddock?
Never lived in East Pittsburgh.
Pardon me,
I lived in Braddock.
Okay. And what was it like, Grandpa? Was it better than your house in Europe?
Well, it was a palace compared to Europe because it was... all facilities and cooking
and was it all
toilet and
that you didn't all these facilities that you didn't have in Europe, right?
In Europe, you had to go out and get wood and cut and make a for to make a fire. You had to go out and
water.
Bring water in.
I see. And was it a wooden house? Was it a one family house?
Where?
When your first house, where you first moved.
In Braddock?
Yeah.
Oh, we lived in a palace. We lived on 643 Corey Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very nice house.
And the neighborhood, was it all Jewish people?
No. We couldn't afford all the rooms we had, so...
You rented out?
Mrs. Charlie Levitt, Mrs. Fanny Levitt,
mm-hmm.
was one of the boarders.
Mm-hmm.
She had a room, and she lived there.
And all your brothers and sisters were born there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then later, Father bought a place on Washington Street.
How much later? Like, how many years like, did you live in the first house?
4 or 5 years. And
a bigger place.
Bought a bigger place, and it was all exclusively for us.
Mm-hmm. You didn't rent out rooms.
It was a double house, and we rented half of the house to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then a flood came along. We used to have floods in Braddock.
Yeah, it was low down there.
And the water used to come in. It was up to the kitchen. The cellar was flooded. And we couldn't get out. We were shocked. And we moved... then the good Lord started to favor us, and we moved up to Holland Avenue.
That was up on the hill,
The Ritchie district.
And did your father, this first house on Corey Avenue, did you rent it, or
yeah,
did you own it?
Yeah, he rented it.
It was rented, right. Uh-huh. And the second house, was that rented?
Bought.
It was bought. It was bought already. Uh-huh. All right, and
third house was bought.
Now, is that for Grandpa? I'll turn it off and let him in. What kind of work did you do when you were 14 or 15?
I went
to work in a...
buying barrels, fixing barrels.
And selling them. And how did you get your training for this work?
From my father.
What was I going to say? How much did you earn at the beginning, or did you just work for your father and you didn't get paid?
About $4 or $5 a week.
And what were your hours?
Hours?
Yeah.
6 in the morning till 8 at night.
And did you work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays at the beginning?
Well, we worked on Saturdays, but not on Jewish holidays.
Yeah, but you did work on Saturdays. Not on holidays. And how long did you remain at this work?
All my life.
All your life. And did you ever belong to any kind of a union, Grandpa?
No.
Never belonged to any kind of a union. I didn't think so. And this became your life's work. And if you could live this part of your life over again, would you go into the same kind of work?
I would.
You would. I think that's a silly question. Most people, I think, would have to believe that they would anyhow. But
I don't know. I would know more. Maybe I would improve on it.
But you did the best you could. Tell me this, Grandpa, in school, let's get back to the school part. You got along well with your Gentile classmates? You fought the usual kids' fights and...
Very little.
It was just the usual thing, give and take, huh?
Yeah, we got along. We had no battles, no gangs.
No, but you played together or you went to a movie together?
Yeah, I didn't have time to play.
Did you go to Hader after regular school?
Oh, yes.
Yes, for how long?
Until I got Bar Mitzvah.
Till Bar Mitzvah. And where did you go to Hebrew school?
I go to Zachim.